It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls ready for the second quarter final round game. Coming up between the Butler Bearettes and the Franklin County Lady Flyers as we see who's going to meet McCracken County in the semifinal round coming up tomorrow. Right now, Ivan Rawls has caught up with the head coach of the Franklin County Lady Flyers, Joy Thacker.
Thanks, Dan, here with the head coach for the Lady Flyers of Franklin County, Coach Joey Thacker. And, Coach, it's always an accomplishment when you can advance in a tournament such as this. No, you had to be proud of the way your team, especially in that second quarter on Wednesday, were able to kind of give a good punch to your opponent.
Right. Well, you know, we've had different kids step up all year, and Juliana going down, you know, it's the next person by committee. And I was proud of the way Kiana played. Our guards helped us rebound against their size. And I just thought that's probably the best defensive game we had all year.
I was going to ask you about that, especially with Juliana going out. A lot of people look at this team and how you go through her offensively, but it changed defensively what she provides to this team at times. And you had to adjust to that as well during that game.
We played a little more zone than we want to in the second half, but we were just trying to protect us rebounding-wise. I felt like once we got them to play sort of in a half moon and our guards could drop and help on McKnight, you know, we couldn't guard her one-on-one after that, and it worked out for us. I was real proud of it.
Your young guard, Wheeler, she had to, at times during this year, play a significant role with the Hogan out. Talk about those experiences and maybe how it helped her on Wednesday.
Well, you know, I just think, you know, we don't have a cupcake schedule, and I think that helps us at times like this. And she's gotten better at not playing too fast. You know, she can get herself in a pickle sometimes by going too quick, and we've really tried to concentrate and emphasize that, and I thought she did that on Wednesday night.
I thought your offensive efficiency, when you looked at your assist to made basket ratio, was tremendous. Is that been pretty standard with your team of sharing the ball, getting those good looks?
It has. You know, we do a really good job of cutting off the high post, and our post people find us, and then our guards sort of reciprocate that by finding our bigs if they're moving. You know, if you stand, you're wrong in basketball. That's what we tell them. And I hope we understand that today because they're going to try to just physically push us out further on the floor.
I was going to ask you about that. This Butler team showed its offensive efficiency as well. They have a great resource, obviously, down on the inside. How do you approach when you have somebody that can be as dominant as Ramiah can be down on the inside?
Well, you got to pick your poison on who you help off of and how you help. You know, there's certain ways you got to help off of her because she passes it out there pretty good, too. So we got to try to push her out. She can't play volleyball with it. We can't give a bunch of second shots up. And more importantly, you know, we got to go at her some and see if we can get her in foul trouble too.
Where is this game going to sit, you feel like, from a point standpoint, for your team to be at its most effective, you think?
Well, I think if we score 50 points, we have to score 50 points to win the game. We give up 42 points a game, they give up 42 points a game. You know, so I think the three-point line can factor into today. And I think, you know, whoever can execute and maybe get somebody else in a pickle from a foul trouble perspective may have an advantage.
She seems to be moving okay. How healthy is Crazy? Will you have to maybe limit her minutes or you know, what is that in her respect?
We're not going to start her. She hasn't done anything except some defensive slides and shoot around this morning. We'll just see. Hopefully the adrenaline kicks in. You know, you're playing basketball for 48 more hours in Kentucky this year. So she understands that. She's a gamer. We won't know till we put her out there.
All right. Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Joey Thacker, head coach for the Lady Flyers of Franklin County. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we return More here from the Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children, and they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Back at Rupp Arena as the teams warm up, Franklin County, you have to see them. They have some pink shirts that come from a sporting good company, but they have on the long, deep blue and gold pants. I mean, that's quite a look out here. But right now we're going to talk about the Butler Bearettes, and Ivan has caught up with Coach Candace Wheeler.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of Butler Traditional High School, Coach Candace Wheeler. And, Coach, got the first one under your belt. I know you had to feel a little bit more relaxed and relieved to get that first one, as well as your team.
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously, you know, I feel like the hardest one is the first one. You either win or go home, you know, that first day. But we had a good day yesterday at practice and film, and so I think we're ready to go.
Back and forth on Wednesday, and then that fourth quarter, you threw the knockout blow to a really tough Anderson County team. What impressed you most the way your team finished out?
I just think our defense, like you said, back and forth, but I've preached to them all season, it's a game of runs, and they handled those runs pretty well. I think we went back and forth with a couple threes, but they locked in defensively, and we were able to go on that run, like you said.
Talking about this matchup today, Franklin County, a team that's very dynamic, can really get after you defensively with what they do. They've got a lot of people that he throws at you.
Oh, yeah. Coach Decker does obviously a really good job, but we got a lot of people, too, that we can throw at them. So I think it'll be a good game. We're going to be poised and just play how we play. We don't need to change anything up. We just need to play how we play and just lock in defensively.
Anything stood out when you saw this Franklin County team on Wednesday that, hey, you was like, hey, girls, we've got to watch out for this on Friday?
Yeah, defensively, especially in man, they really get up and pressure you. They try to cause a lot of turnovers so they can get out in transition. So that was key. And I'll go back and talk to them about that again. We got to make sure that we handle the ball, take care of handle their pressure, and you know, make sure we're just stay poised.
Anybody for you on Wednesday maybe played above what maybe you even expected going in that maybe adds a little extra to your team, you think, going forward?
Yeah, I think Imari Gobert and Malia Patrick really stepped up. They hit some crucial threes. I mean, Malia got a crucial steal to captivate our run. And so, but again, we it could be, you know, some of our other guards. But I'm just looking forward to this game right here.
And finally, Coach, the one main thing in this ball game that you're going to be looking at least early on?
Rebounding. We got killed on the boards. especially offensively. I think Anderson got 13 rebounds. So I'm sure Coach Thacker is telling them, attack the boards, attack the boards. So we got a rebound.
Coach, thanks for your time. Congratulations again. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. That's Candace Wheeler, head coach for the Bearettes of Butler Traditional High School. This is going to be a dandy, we think, between the Lady Flyers of Franklin County under head coach Joey Thacker taking on Candace Wheeler in her first year at the helm of this Butler Traditional High School Bearette team. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We return. Dan and Alec get to set up more for this quarterfinal matchup here at the Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Flyers of Franklin County are 30-6 coming in here. They've won 17 games in a row. They haven't lost since back on January the 13th when they fell to Corbin 66-63. But there's another team. You talk about, you know, how tough it is to get here. You look at the teams that aren't here that were really, really good. And Corbin is one of those teams. They had a great season. But, again, just unable to be here competing. And you, hey, the Montgomery County Lady Indians this season. They lost to this Franklin County team after having a big lead. Yeah. Ended up losing 67-63. Had some foul trouble late in the first half that allowed Franklin County to kind of ease back into the game a little bit, or it looked like that might be a Montgomery County really rolling to an easy win. So, again, a lot of good teams that out there that don't get to be here, and it's one of the challenges for the coaches to make their teams realize, hey, you're playing with house money when you get here to the Sweet 16. Just enjoy it, play hard, make sure you don't come away with any regrets if you can. And just kind of watching her, I don't know, you know, when she gets out and has to run up and down the floor, it may be different, but kind of watching where she went through the layup drills and how she was moving around, and she's definitely favoring, that ankle sprain. But I think we'll see her today without any question.
She's moving much better than I envisioned she would be, just knowing how she went down and, you know, the way it looked on crutches the other day. But obviously, you give it some rest and then see what can happen. But we haven't seen her move lateral. And I think that was what you heard Coach Thacker talk about. Straight line running, she looks okay. I don't think she can go better at her normal rate of speed up and down the floor. That could be a challenge here today. He's got resources. He just doesn't have another like her.
to put out there. And that's why they'll have to operate a little differently. You heard he talked about how they had to go zone when she went out the other day to protect players against the little size on the inside that North Laurel had. You talk about a little size. They got more than a little size they're going to have to deal with while Ramiah White is out on the floor. But here's the thing about it with Ramiah White and Butler. You know, she can only go for periods of time herself. She, you know, she has to worry about, you know, fatigue herself. So you may not see an abundance of that being a problem, but when she's out there, she definitely will be a problem for Franklin County if Frazee can't be in there to kind of body up with her.
And these two programs over the years have been really good programs going all the way back into the very beginning. Butler, again, won the championship in 1975. In 1980, Butler was the champion. Franklin County was the runner-up. Butler won titles again in 2008, 2014, 2016. Five titles overall, runner-up in 76. Franklin County has never won the state championship of girls basketball, but they have been runners-up four times and three times in a row, 2016, 17, and 18. We know how competitive Joey Thacker is. I guarantee you that still eats at him a little bit. You want to win that championship if you can, and these teams are ready to do battle coming up right away. Butler beating Anderson County 58-49. They had to outscore the Bearcats 22-11 in the final quarter to get that nine-point win. They did it by dominating in the paint. They got better play off their bench than Anderson County was able to in terms of point production, certainly. And they were able to shoot the ball better than Anderson County. Butler made 23 of 40, 6 of 12 threes. They shoot 57.5% overall from the field. They did get out-rebounded 26-19, and you know, as you heard, that's a point well taken by Coach Wheeler of Butler to try to get her team on the glass a little bit better. Butler, very impressive. 23 field goals, 18 assists in that game in the opening round. And they, again, not a lot of turnovers, only seven. But on the other side, Franklin County, they turned it over 16 times. Only gave up 10 points to North Laurel off of those 16 turnovers, which was big. But Coach Thacker's team hit the basket. They shot 51.4%, made 4 of 11 threes, and they beat North Laurel on the glass 29-21. Those are some of the numbers, and we're just about ready. The crowd is here, ready to settle in and watch this quarterfinal round game, the girls' state tournament, here shortly. We'll step out. We'll be back with the pregame activities in 2 minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
We are about ready to go here with the pregame activities again. Just enough time. The end zones clear out. The end zone tickets now are good for a particular game. And then on the sidelines, those tickets are good for the entire deal, the two games of that session. And this is game two. Teams are lining up, getting ready for the national anthem, and we'll pause for that coming up. Teams lining up along their benches. And
as we honor our nation with the playing of our national anthem. Today's anthem is performed on recording by the Western Hills High School Choir.
Butler bench directly in front of us here, so we'll be watching Coach Candace Wheeler operate during the timeouts, and the home team on the scoreboard will be the Butler Barretts. White uniforms, red numerals trimmed in silver, and they've got the checkered sides, silver and red. Franklin County, I don't know what color that is, Ivan. That's some type of a gold. I mean,
almost a goldenrod, almost kind of a gold that they have in their uniform. Not their traditional.
Good
yellow.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Here are our lineups, folks.
To Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. This contest features the champions of Region 11. With a record of 36, welcome the Lady Flyers of Franklin County. Against the champions of Region 6, with a record of 27-8, let's welcome the Bearcats of Butler High School. Fans, at this time, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now your starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Franklin County, at forward, a 5'5 junior, number 4, Madison Jackson. For Butler, at guard, a 5'3 senior, number 3, Amari Gober. For Franklin County, at guard, a 5'6 junior, number 5, Leia Hogan. For Butler, at guard, a 5'4 senior, number 5, Keziah Bradley. For Franklin County, up forward, a 6'1 senior, number 12, Rachel Shropshire. For Butler at guard, a 5-foot junior, number 14, Anaya Russell. For Franklin County at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 23, Logan Kennedy. For Butler at forward, a 5'7 senior, number 25, Mariah Knight. For Franklin County at center, a 6-foot junior, number 24, Kiana Taylor. And for Butler at forward, a 6'3 senior, number 33, Ramaya White. Head coach for Franklin County is Joey Thacker. Head coach for Butler is Candace Wheeler. Your officials for today's game are Daniel Grigsby, Kenneth Kegley, and Quentin Horton. The alternate official is Josh Birdsong.
As we get ready to go here for Franklin County, it's Kiana Taylor moving in the starting lineup. Taylor is 6 feet tall. Again, Frazee, a 6'2 junior. Frazee is a bigger body in there, takes up more space in the lane, physically stronger. And again, when you're going against the Butler Bearettes, Ramaya White, 6'3". I don't know, Ivan, she's a big girl.
She's a big girl, and I tell you what, folks, I didn't get to see this, and I don't remember seeing it on Wednesday, but her walkout during the starting lineup is the best walkout I've ever seen. She does a little dance with all her teammates, and they kind of get around her, and then they open it back up for her to come on through and say, the queen has arrived. It was outstanding. She had me doing a little dance here in my seat just watching her do it. It shows you she's got great personality, and if the commitment remains to UK, UK fans will get hopefully a chance to see her have an outstanding career in the Big Blue Nation.
She's into jump center right now against Kiana Taylor of Franklin County, and wow. I don't know. I mean, it looks to me like there's about 7 or 8 inches.
She's taller than 6'6".
Yeah, they list her at 6'3", and let's just say 6'5", and
leave it at that.
And that'll at least be closer than what they've got, and the tip is controlled by White, slapped it in backcourt, and with the ball is Anaya Russell. Didn't she play well in the opening round? Down the stretch in the win. And we get a whistle and we get a foul. And it's going to be against Franklin County. Madison Jackson gets an early foul. Ran over the Amari Gober of Franklin County. So now Butler plays it down low to White, turns in the lane with a left-hand flip shot, is no good, and the rebound is battled for, and Franklin County does finally dig it out, and here they go. Kennedy, Logan Kennedy, down across the timeline, right side, Shropshire fires a three, does not go down, and there to grab the rebound is Ramaya White. Russell back the other way, goes under, lays it up, no good. Got a good lane to the basket, then stepped back in and able to come up with a rebound.
That's just where so much attention was placed on White down on the inside, allowed Russell to come back in and get that rebound.
Everybody blocking her out and let the ball just fall to the floor. Here, driving all the way for Butler and flipping it up and in.
And again,
Zaya Bradley
utilized that high screen set by White out top, freed up a lot of space.
So Butler takes the lead just over a minute into the game. For the Flyers, going down close to the basket, shot blocked out of bounds by Ramaya White.
I don't think that's what Coach Thacker was talking about. He said don't allow them to play volleyball. He meant amongst themselves on rebounds, but that looked like a volleyball keel at the net. Right there by Ramaya White.
Franklin County inbounds it to Kennedy deep in the corner. Oh, breaks to the basket, lays it in.
Nice.
Nobody was there for help defense. And Logan Kennedy able to drive and tie it up. We've seen a couple plays just like that on this baseline off to our left here in these two games. Here's Russell. And there's a deep three that is no good. It's put up by Goldberg. Couldn't get it down. Franklin County with it. Here's Shropshire. Looking back to Coach Joey Thacker, and now they have the play that he wants to run.
I like the matchups out there, Dan. Some really good matchups.
Here is pass taken down in the lane. A little short jumper is no good by Madison Jackson, and the rebound comes to Butler. They come down in a hurry. They get it into White, who turns and laid it up and left it short, but got fouled. And that personal will be against Logan Kennedy. That'll be her first team foul, number two.
You know, we talked about, you know, how Coach Wheeler would need to sub in and out for Ramiah White, you know, to keep her fresh. And it's great that it looks like either, or at least early, Butler's understanding. Get her the ball when she's available, but then also utilize her in the offense while she's available. Sometimes teams get away from that understanding sometimes.
White missed the first, makes the second. It's 3-2. Bungled the lead, Franklin County the ball, and 5.5 minutes to play here. Opening quarter of this quarterfinal round game, driving for the basket and missing the shot. Going to be Inman Robinson down inside. Another shot to try to put it up and taken away. This one by Butler, and there's a shot off the right side that's no good. Putting that one up was Mariah Knight. And down inside for the Lady Flyers, shot blocked by Rose, but it's saved inbounds to Franklin County, and their shot is missed. They get the rebound again. She fans it out. Three-point shot on the way. Rims in and out. Madison Jackson and running with the ball. Manuel, and they throw it off the hands going along down floor of Josiah Bradley.
And here comes the first sub in for Ramiah White. As it got chaotic. It was like, who remains calm during chaos?
These are the players the coaches have picked, obviously. We'll see. Here is. Oh, a pass under the basket and angling and putting the shot up, no good. Is Kiana Taylor, rebounded by.
And Russell's down.
Yeah, Russell's down at the other end while a couple of shots are missed. They're almost gimme shots for Franklin County with two that didn't have. And now they're going to attend to the injured player four, Butler. All the players walk down to listen to their coach.
Robinson was the player who came in and checked in for Ramiah White, who had an outstanding game on Wednesday in our own right. Did Robinson.
But Ivan, if you're driving through, and you like to drive, don't you?
I do. I drive at speed limit too when I drive.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll keep people from. Hope all the all of our state troopers are listening there.
They're my friends.
They're your friends. They now have Russell sitting up. It's the right knee that's giving her the problem.
And it was a couple of players got tangled up. I think it was her and Leah Hogan for Franklin County. And they both were down, and Hogan struggled to get up, but then Russell just never got back up. And I think she's going to be okay, at least I hope.
It's the right knee, I think, but she's walking off under her own power. She's going to be replaced in there by. I'm trying to see what player is going to be. Amari Robinson is coming in to replace her. And Malia Patrick is also in there. So they've got several substitutes in right now. And as they get ready to inbound the ball, or after the free throw. The shot is up, and it is no good. Put up by Robinson.
Robinson was one of those key players, Dan, on Wednesday in that victory against Anderson County.
Oh, Mariah Knight. Wow.
Shot missed, and then Mariah Knight got the rebound. Now she gets fouled.
Strong player.
Deanna Taylor gets the foul call, and they're glad to get back to the free throw line. Now it's Mariah Knight.
Ooh, and she misses that poke and short as well. So struggling here early at the free throw line are the Bearettes.
Only one of five so far at the line. Shot is good, the second one.
And we didn't see her the best version of Knight on Wednesday either, so she still has something to unleash on this tournament.
4-2. The lead for Butler here.
Oh,
whip the pass down the inside. Shot put up and it rolls off and we get a foul. And that personal is going to be on Mariah Knight. And we'll send to the free throw line, Keanu Taylor.
What about that pass by Hogan? Like I said, Hogan today, at least here early, looks a little different than what she did on Wednesday. She didn't look like typical player Hogan.
Free throw is up and good.
Mariah Knight's going to come out as Ramiah White checks back in for her.
First point of the game for Keanu Taylor, 6 foot junior. Deep knee bend, fires it, got it. And we are all even at four apiece.
And Juliana Frazee makes her first appearance in, Dan.
Comes in with 4:04 left to play in the opening quarter of action here. Franklin County is going to settle back at a 2-3 zone. Into the game is Malia Patrick, guard for these Ballard Butler Bearettes. Takeaway, Franklin County comes up with a steal. 3:40 to go. Shropshire over on the left wing, drives to the right. There's a foul out front that it will go against Butler's Keziah Bradley. Common foul. Russell is right ready to come back in. That's good news for Coach Candace Wheeler. She's going to come in and replace Keziah Bradley. Franklin County inbounding the ball. We're 4-4 tying. I mean, we settled into a fairly strong defensive pace, haven't we?
Yeah, the two teams, you know, they're strong defensive teams.
Shropshire goes down low, backs it in. Draws a foul. That'll be on Russell.
Oh, you love taking advantage of that on the inbounds. Having her come off of a screen. They're going to that low block. She curled to that low block, and that was really well designed and executed.
So, Shropshire, free throw up, no good. Shropshire with her first points of the game. 6-4 Franklin County. There's a three good off the left side by Malia Patrick.
She had a solid game Wednesday.
7-6, Butler back out on top. Butler led 3-2, 4-2, now 7-6. And for the Lady Flyers, it's a back tap, and it's out of bounds, and it is going to be Butler's ball.
Well, I'm surprised that Hoka didn't take that 15-footer. She had a 15-footer, but then she wanted to get all the way to the rim that time. I thought she should have took it. She had rebounders underneath the basket there.
Butler making a change. In the game right now for Butler, Malia Patrick in there with Russell in the backcourt. They've got Emery Gober, what a little game the little 5'3 senior had. And then the two big players on the inside. Left side, there's a three that is up and good by Malia Patrick.
There she is. And that was against Shropshire, you know, much taller, longer player. But Shropshire didn't get her hands up.
Butler with a 10-6 lead. And now in for the Lady Flyers is Makia Wheeler, a 5'4 junior. Or a freshman, rather, who played so well in the opening round. And there is a whistle as she tries to drive to the glass. Foul will be against Malia Patrick. And we get a timeout with 2:35 left to play here in the opening quarter of action. 10-6, the advantage for the Butler Bearettes. And we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Butter with the lead on Franklin County. The Flyers have come out and made only 2 of 10 shots here in the early going, Ivan.
Yeah, it's really interesting the way this game has started out.
Here driving to the basket, right side, going and putting the shot up, no good, as Madison Jackson rebounded. Back the other way goes Malia Patrick, gets it across the timeline, holds up to Russell. Russell will balance the floor offensively. Franklin County man-to-man defensively. And they clear up the left side. Russell goes in, gets the shot blocked by Shropshire. Into the hands of Kennedy. Kennedy runs it down the right side across the timeline. Now they go over on the left. Freshman Wheeler with the ball. She's sends it left side. There's almost a steal by Goble, but a foul called on her.
And that's what she did on Wednesday. She made timely plays, it seemed like, defensively, and almost made one right there for the Bearettes.
Minute 55 to play in the quarter, and that's the fourth team foul. Or is it the fifth? It is five. That's the fifth foul on the Bearettes here in the first quarter, and that means free throws are coming for Madison Jackson. Jackson, the 5'8 junior, puts the free throw up and in. Her first point of the game. Tries to cut the Butler lead to two right here. Russell has come out of the Butler lineup, and back in to replace her is Keziah Bradley. Free throw made by Jackson. The lead at two. Butler has it. We got a player down in midcourt, but back up, and now they go in, try to go inside to White. The ball is knocked away, taken away by Frazee. They trying to save it in was Ramiah White. And Franklin County can tie the game right here.
Great defensive play by Frazee, and then look at the way she got up the floor there.
Here's long range as Franklin County operating out there. Micaiah Wheeler handles the ball well, dribbles through the lane to the left side, gives it over here to Jackson, who drives in, gets a shot blocked, but a foul called. And it's going to be on Ramiah White. That's her first.
I like the way Franklin County's attacking the rim, though. They're not afraid to try to go to that rim, knowing that Ramiah White could be in there to contest shots.
Jackson makes a free throw. White's going to come out of the lineup now and back in to replace her. Is Mariah Knight. Free throw is no good this time, and the rebound claimed by Inman Robinson. So it's a 10-9 game. Franklin County just kind of creeping up, very slowly trying to get back even. Driving into the lane, a little 14-foot jumper is left short by Russell. Or excuse me, that's Malia Patrick, and rebounded by Franklin County. So with 48 seconds to go in the quarter, driving for the basket, sending it over to Jackson. was Micaiah Wheeler. Now Wheeler gets it back, drives through the lane, got a push off.
Yeah.
Just kind of lowered that shoulder. And
that the youthful inexperience there, but boy, Gober did a great job of sliding her feet. I mean, she knew exactly where Wheeler was going. And jump right in front of her. Gober wants to come out right here. She took a nice shot there. Let me get a little oxygen over here. Yeah. She was holding in, then she showed that grimace. It was her back that was bothering the way she went down. She took a mean hit there in the middle.
Butler with the ball and 34 seconds to go. Down across the timeline is Patrick. Moves over on the left side, gets a screen, and then gets tackled, really.
Yeah, that was
knocked down hard by Franklin County's. And into the game for the Flyers. Committing that foul is Charlize Kennedy.
Yeah, I was trying to get that number. Yeah, Kennedy went down hard on that pick there. Telling to Patrick.
Leo Patrick with a pair of free throws. Butler up by one. Patrick has hit a pair of three-point shots already in this first half, but missed the free throw. Well, they're struggling at the line.
Yeah.
Butler just 2 of 7. And this one's no good. And the rebound taken by Shropshire. Franklin County, 20 seconds to go, and they can get the lead here heading into the end of the quarter. They have the possession arrow as well. Back near the timeline, just handling the ball is Wheeler. Wheeler's going to go on the dribble now. Goes in the lane, goes between two defenders, and missed the shot. Rebound is loose, and that'll bring the first quarter to an end. At the end of one quarter here in this quarterfinal round game, in the girls' Sweet 16, Butler 10, Franklin County 9. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Franklin County just 2 of 12 from the field. Butler only 3 of 9. Again, teams struggling to shoot in particular halves, and then boom, we get a complete turnaround. That's kind of the way the tournament has been so far. Butler has the 10-9 lead on Franklin County, and pace of the game is perfect for these teams. I mean, both teams are playing really hard. Frazee is in there right now playing with that sprained ankle, trying to make a go of it. Franklin County. Leia Hogan in the game. You're dribbling across the key to the right side, but unable to get a shot away was Madison Jackson, so they'll bring it back out front. Wheeler has the ball, man-to-man defense by Butler. Barrettes with the end of the game for the Barrettes. And Naya Haskins down the left side. Wheeler almost lost it, but recovers. And now she gets called for palming the ball. And Wheeler didn't.
Was not happy about it.
Well, I think she felt like she had been fouled a little bit.
Yeah.
And, the official blew his whistle. She was optimistic at first, and then not at all. So Butler maintaining that lead and with the ball at 10-9. Moving Crum and gives it over on the left side to Bradley. Now, driving into the lane is Bradley, and they throw it away. Unforced error there, and immediately Coach Wallace goes down her bench. Is going to bring back into the game Anijah Russell, Ramiah White, and Emery Gober. So a substitution of three new players coming in for Butler right there. Franklin County down again, another chance to see if they can get the lead. They had it briefly at 3-2. Here is a shot from behind the three-point line right ahead of the basket that is no good by Jackson, and it's rebounded by Ramiah White. Gives to Russell, brings it down, and Gobert down inside, gets it into White, who lays it in.
You don't think Gobert knew what the assignment was? She was like, as soon as she touched the ball, it really had time to make contact with her hands before she whipped it in there to White.
12-9, the Butler lead. Driving in, Taylor goes all the way, missed the shot. Battle for the rebound. Crazy gets it back and dribbles all out into the corner. Okay, she's in trouble, can't get rid of it. Now she does. Maybe that'll settle everybody down. They get to be in a frenzy over a player being guarded, and we couldn't get any offensive juice going here in the end. Now there's a steal and a foul on Franklin County.
We call that on Taylor. We caught it on three. On Kennedy.
Charlize Kennedy gets her second. Now Frazee is going to come out of the lineup, as is Charlize Kennedy.
You know, I like the minutes by Frazee after what we thought might be a concern coming in this game with the health of her right ankle.
5:48 to play in the half. Butler with a three-point lead. And the Bearettes have the ball. They float the pass down in low to Ramiah White. She missed a shot, but the rebound goes back to the Louisville team, the Butler Lady Bears, and then they throw the ball out of bounds down the baseline, trying to bounce it. I don't know if they're trying to get that one under, more close under the basket or all the way into the corner, but pass does not get completed, and now we got into the game. Coming Michaela Alexander for the Butler Bearettes. She comes in replacing Anaya Haskins. 5:20 to go. Franklin County struggling for points here. Long pass, left side, Shropshire moves around the big defender, but then gets her shot blocked, but unable to save it in bounds. Was Ramiah White.
Knight didn't know where the ball went when her and her teammate Ramiah White collapsed on that shot.
Entry pass deep in the corner comes to Shropshire. Outside Mitchell, and they'll float the perimeter a little bit here until they get ready to see what they want to do offensively on this possession. It's like a chess match out there, Ivan.
Yeah, I think they want to try to take advantage of the Shropshire and White matchup. If they can pull her away from the basket here.
Well, here's back out near the timeline goes Micaiah Wheeler. Freshman just dribbling the ball now. Coming to challenge her a little bit is Emery Gomer. Gives it off to Atkins. Shropshire now kind of gives you a thought she's going to take a three. Leonard drives left through the lane. Clock down to 4:10 left in the half. Well, you certainly shorten a game like this. Go to the other right side, this is a shot. Racing back the other way, going on the right side, putting up a little jump shot is Makai Alexander, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, it was obvious on the offensive end that what they were trying to do to try to create for Shropshire, but they could never get lined up. And then credit the defense of Butler, just pushed them out further from what they wanted to do. Because, you know, you could see Joey Thacker look down there when he saw that was the matchup. He was like, I've got to get an opportunity for Shropshire here.
Free throw no good again. Rebound lost out of bounds. Oh, wow. And Franklin County's going to play. It looked like that time the Franklin County player maybe hit it last, but Lady Flyers are going to get it. They trail 12-9. A lesson in offensive inefficiency right now is what we've got going on here.
Two teams that can disrupt what you want to do offensively.
Shropshire dumps it down the left side. Gets the ball to Madison Jackson. Down dribbling left across the key as Hogan goes all the way in, missed the left-hand running layup. Under some pressure. Butler the other way. Anijah Russell gives up, and they go inside to Kislet, and she puts up a shot, no good, but we got something going. A foul call before that time.
Yeah. Rachel Shropshire, you know, she has some length there to bother White, but she just doesn't have the muscle. Ramad chose where she wanted to sit down at.
Shot's missed from the left corner, and Franklin County with a rebound. 3:13 to play in the half. Shropshire gives it up as they work the perimeter again. Another substitution coming for Coach Wheeler for the Butler Bearettes. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by Franklin County. Trying to figure out what to do offensively, and they're struggling, and we will be back. We'll step out 30 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
It was 10-9 at the end of the quarter. We played over 5 minutes in the second quarter, and it's 12-9.
I said they're going to do something to try to take advantage of pulling wide away from the basket.
Frazee is in there. Down the right side, we get a traveling violation.
It was good physical defense tonight played on Shropshire.
Now we get another timeout. So 2:44 left. First half of play. 12-9. The advantage belongs to the Butler Bearettes when we come back in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
This is become almost like bass fishing, and they aren't biting. We got no scoring going on right now. 2 points in this entire quarter.
Can Bill Dance save us?
You're driving for the basket and putting it up and in.
There you go.
Yeah,
Knight saved us.
Knight gets her third point. And it is 14-9. Butler over Franklin County. Outside, Shropshire. Crazy takes it about 15 feet from the basket, fans it out. Three-point shot put up no good by Hogan. Put up again on a follow inside by Kennedy. Rebounded by Butler. Long pass down. They floated ahead. Open under there, putting it up, and it rolled off.
Oh, wow.
That time for Knight, and oh, my. Franklin County with a rebound. Back the other way.
Charge.
We got a charge.
That was charged our way on Hogan. Great job. Anaya Russell stepping in there again. She comes up a little gimpy. Same right leg this time as earlier. So she'll step out.
So Butler gets the ball back.
Well, I just couldn't believe that missed layup by Knight. It was set up so well for her on a 2-on-1. And Knight's gonna, Russell's gonna leave the bench, so I don't know what's going on with her.
Patrick out near the timeline with a minute 35 left on the dribble. Working hard. Being hounded very effectively by Jackson. We get a 5 second call.
This on the ball defense that both of these teams can play at times is fantastic.
Lady Flyers will bring it three quarters of the length of the floor with a minute and a half to play. We've had a scoreless quarter by a team already in this tournament. Could we get another one here?
I like watching the Steelers and the Ravens play each other in defensive battle.
Driving in the lane, Shropshire puts it up no good, but she got fouled and will go to the line. And so
field goal kicker's dream, isn't it?
Brian Knight gets her second foul, and here we go with Shropshire at the free throw line. She's 0 for 1 from the line, has 2 points, puts it up and in. Knight comes out for Butler with, again, nowhere to pick up another foul. Free throw good again. Shropshire with 4 points. It's 14-11.
Probably the longest stretch of floor time we've seen Ramiah White play in these opening two games.
Here driving on the left side.
Oh,
Bradley
wow.
All the way went through the two players, missed it. Rebound by White, but has to come back outside with it. Could go right back up, drive to the baseline. Pass it along the baseline.
Oh, it's a good
charge. Offensive foul.
It's like living
on Amari Robinson.
It's like working in a hostile working environment, boy, here on offense in this game. because they are putting you in some uncomfortable spaces, both of these defenses right now.
Franklin County with 50 seconds to go. Could tie this game up with a three-point shot. If they do, Butler will say, wow, think of all the chances we had to expand the lead.
Oh, nice.
Down the low and driving into the lane. Shot put up and in by Shropshire.
Newton set her up.
Alexandria Newton. And it's 14-13. 1 point game. 25 seconds to go. Steele. Wheeler. Valley for it. Bradley goes and gets it and able to get rid of it to Patrick. Patrick in trouble and she stepped on the sideline. And the ball's going to go over to Franklin County right in front of us with 18 seconds to play in the first half.
The intensity. The Lady Flyers the last couple of defensive series. Amazing.
Kennedy gets it in. Wheeler takes it out near the timeline. Block at 14. She dribbles very slowly across. Guarding her is Emery Goble down the right side. Shropshire puts up a shot, no good. Crazy, a rebound and walk. Couldn't keep her feet. And 3.3 seconds to go as Butler gets the ball.
Watch Patrick here. Somebody's going to have to make her dribble before she She gets to half court here.
Joy Thacker's thinking we should have went for two on that touchdown. There's a long shot that's off the board as the first half comes to an end. Our score, Butler 14, Fleming County 13. And that missed extra point is crucial in that game. Wow. And it was played. I tell you what, defenses know how to play this game. We just saw it. We'll be back. Don't go away. Halftime guest coming up, and we'll go over the scoring for you and the stats. That's when we come back from this two-minute timeout on the Gateway Sports Network.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See McGarmick Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
We're back here at Rupp Arena at the Mingy beat Turkey, KHSAA Girls Sweet 16, the quarterfinal round. We're at halftime where it's a Butler Traditional High School with a one-point lead over the Franklin County Flyers. And right now they're recognizing the KABC Coaches of the Year. And we're getting ready to come up on the 10th region winner for us. And we're going to try to pull that up here real quick. To get
Region 10, Greg Letcher, Nicholas County.
There we go. We got Coach Letcher from Nicholas County. He was the KABC Coach of the Year. Had an outstanding season this year with the Lady Jackets. We appreciate Coach Letcher and all he does for the region and for girls basketball around the state. And here at halftime, we do have a special guest with us today. One of Montgomery County's own, Jenny DeAngelis. Former student athlete and is working this week here at the state tournament as a part of her regular job now. And Jenny, you had worked with Frederick Douglass High School in recent years, but now you're back with UK as far as full time now.
Correct.
In your services. Talk a little bit about this week and the services you're providing here as a part of UK with the Sweet 16.
So our job is overarching sports medicine support. Now, most usually these teams will have an athletic trainer that they're bringing with them. If they don't, we're there to provide those services. So it's a lot of setup and, you know, making sure we have the right supplies and crutches and splints and working out emergency action plans with the EMTs and all of that kind of goes into it. But yeah, we're just here to support the athletic trainers that are here with their schools and make sure they have everything they need. And if they don't, we'll take care of those athletes as the needs arise.
And that's been huge here across the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. What they're asking of these schools as far as providing the athletic training support for their programs. The demand is huge.
Sure.
And there's not enough right now, as far as I understand it.
Yeah.
They're having difficulty staffing these, and we see how important it is. You, as
sure.
a former student athlete, now in the profession.
Absolutely.
Talk about that dynamic and the struggles
you
that we're having.
It's hard. I mean, with the educational changes that have happened, you know, when I went into school, we had a bachelor's, and now
they a couple of years ago.
Just
right?
a few. You know, now there's a master's degree requirement. So these kids are coming out of school and they're wanting to make more money, rightfully so, but it's hard to justify that with years of experience. So there's a middle ground that we have to find that puts the right person in the right position and makes them happy and comfortable with what they're making salary-wise. But yeah, the demand is there. We're just not getting as many applicants and certain prospects that we would hope to see. And, you know, hopefully as this kind of transition gets to be a little more normal, we'll get more of those applicants. But yeah, right now it's, you know, they want to make a lot of money, and I don't blame them. I do too, but it's hard to get years of experience and pay them, I think, what they truly want. And we're moving in that direction, but where everything just happens so quickly, we're trying to catch up on the payment scale.
And that's been a huge dynamic, not only in your profession, but a lot of professions.
Sure.
We've seen in the last 4 years.
Absolutely.
Since the pandemic.
Yeah.
And what is happening with our economy.
Yep.
Those expectations have changed in
yeah.
a lot of industry. Being in human resources, I see it.
Sure.
Everybody wants to pay more or wants to earn more.
You're right.
Commensurate with where we are
yeah.
economically. And we've got to find balance somewhere, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we have to find balance. And it's going to take us a little bit to catch up. Like you said, COVID affected a lot of stuff, not just the medical side of things. And again, they're not wrong. I would love to pay people more money and make it worth their while, but it's going to take us a couple of years to get there and do those analysis and make sure, you know, we want to pay you above the normal, but we also want to make sure that we're competitive within the market. And I think communication is also something that we're seeing, and I'm sure that's across the board, because a lot of these students learned on screens and Zooms and things like that. So just having conversations with people and being able to talk through those injuries and stuff like that is something that we're, you know, trying to work with those individuals on and make sure they're a good fit wherever they're at.
When did it resonate with you that you wanted to go in this profession, and maybe what was that thing that resonated? You know, you suffered injuries during your playing career. What gravitated you to down this road?
I spent a lot of time with Steve when it was still Dreher, so
yeah.
He was pretty influential on, you know, pushing me down this path. And I talked to Graham a little bit too when I was in high school, and I wanted something that was healthcare related, and I thought I wanted to do physical therapy, but then I quickly realized that I would prefer to work more with the athletic population. So this gave me a good opportunity to merge both of those, and you know, I still get to do the injury evaluation and treatment. It's a little more high-paced, like kind of thinking on your toes when certain stuff happens, but it's all athletes. So we're not, you know, my patient population doesn't really change from day to day. And it gives me, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you come to work. So that aspect of it is pretty cool. Nothing against the PT. That 9-to-5 lifestyle is something I'm envious of many nights. But, it's just this. I love sports and I loved athletics, and this was a good way to kind of merge healthcare and athletics.
We're talking to Jenny DeAngelis here at halftime of this quarterfinal matchup. Butler Traditional High School with a one-point lead over Franklin County, 14-13. Jenny, did you ever think about going into coaching, or was it that desire to do that? Or is this a way, like
no.
you said, to stay close to it and still kind of feel connected to sports and helping athletes recover?
I couldn't coach now. Bart Rising was my coach, so there was a lot of tough love that happened. And the dynamic of coaching, just as I've been able to watch it from the sideline, has changed and shifted significantly. So I don't think that I could do it now. And I give a lot of props to these coaches that are out here just doing it every day. And they've shifted and changed. And it's kind of cool to watch. But, yeah, no, I don't think it's meant for me.
Talk about the student athlete. You know, you were there at Frederick Douglass with a program at the high school level. Had a lot of success. You saw a lot of like, world-class type athletes mm-hmm. at that level. the biggest shift, the dynamic in high school sports you've seen from when you was a player to now as a professional around it on a daily basis?
From a sports medicine stance, we're more in tune to the athlete as an individual. So, you know, when I played it, people cared. I'm not saying that that's it at all, but you're more in tune to that mental health aspect of it and just emotional things and physical things and what we can do to treat certain injuries. And, you know, do we let them go back a little bit soon if it's a state tournament type atmosphere? Yeah, we might. You know, let's tape it up, embrace it, and see if that's something where you can push through a little bit. You know, it's the end of the year, so I'm not going to just pull you out and let you. So being able to make those decisions wasn't something that we had often because we just didn't have a ton of access to athletic. It wasn't as big as it is now. So we were kind of forced to make those decisions on our own. But now where it's, you know, more prevalent, we are able to make those decisions for the athletes. So we know, hey, if I let you play, you're not necessarily going to do anything worse. It may just be a little sore and uncomfortable versus this could potentially be broken. So if you go and play on it, we may not come out on the good side of the story on that one. So it's different in that regard.
And a delicate balance you have to have and relationships
sure.
You have to have with the coach,
parents,
the players,
kids,
and the parents.
Yep.
All of that has to work, doesn't
absolutely.
It? And boy, it puts you in a tough spot. You know,
yeah.
As a professional, you say, I've got to try to give you the best information
right.
and have your best interest,
sure.
Even when, you know, maybe they have
yeah.
another alternative.
And
or
you can
another,
spin
another,
it. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
you, like, there's ways to, I've, a lot of conversations I've had, I'm like, listen, you know, can they run up and down the sideline? Yes, but it's very poorly. So even if we put them back in this game, you're going to get maybe 75% out of this person and risk potentially worsening this injury, and then they're out for the rest of the tournament. So let's just shut them down one day, rehab it, you know, do all the things we need to do and have them for tomorrow. But so there's ways around those conversations and to kind of get them to look at it on, you know, not subjectively.
You had Juliana Frazee suffer the injury mm-hmm. Wednesday from Franklin County. She's back out there. She's moving really well.
Yeah.
Are you impressed with the recovery?
Their athletic trainer, I'm going to give Rachel a shout-out. She worked her butt off. And, again, it's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes that people don't realize. So in the hotel room, you know, we're doing exercises. You're icing. You're doing treatment. You're working on rehab. And there's a lot of stuff that people out here, you know, they look and they're like, well, all they do is sit on the end of the bench and they don't really do anything. That's a great day. So if we can sit on the end of the bench and not do anything, that's an awesome day. So there is a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And, yes, she's taped and braced and you know, splinted as much as she can, and she's moving really well. So I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt. And, again, you know, like
yeah.
It may be uncomfortable, but if you can go and you're healthy enough to run up and down the court and be productive, then I say have at it.
Well, Jenny, thanks for coming and talking to us. I know mom and dad's probably back there listening in, they're like, hey, our girl did well. Our girl did.
I appreciate
you're
it.
You continue to do well. It's always great to see you at all these sporting events and helping young people.
Thanks, Ivan.
Continue success to you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Jenny DeAngelis, former Montgomery County student athlete and graduate, and doing great things with UK Sports Medicine. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. We return. It'll be second half of this quarterfinal matchup. It's Butler Traditional High School 14, Franklin County 13. We'll return here on the Gateway Sports Network in 90 seconds.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children. 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
We'd like to pass along statistics for the first half of the game. There aren't a lot to pass on, I can tell you. Not at least not anything very positive. 14-13, the lead for Butler. Butler led 10-9 at the end of the quarter. Each team only scored 4 points in that second quarter. Franklin County in the first half, 3 of 21 from the field, 14.3%. 0 for 5 from the three-point line. They did make 7 of 9 free throws. Butler, 5 of 15 from the field, 2 of 4 from the three-point line. Only 2 of 10 free throws. Each team was 16 rebounds. Turnovers, 10 on Butler, 9 on Franklin County. I mean, it was not anything from a statistical standpoint to say, wow, look at that. And now throwing up a shot down there low close to the basket was Mariah Knight. Nowhere close, and rebounded by Franklin County, and the Flyers will come down. They'll have a chance to take the lead right off the bat here. Left side, Leia Hogan. And now a back cut, and Shropshire goes under, lays it up and in, and Franklin County has the lead. Shropshire with 8 points.
A perfect pass by Hogan. There wasn't much space in there to get that ball in there, but she laid it right on the hand of Shropshire.
For Butler, here's Malia Patrick on the left wing. Little two-person game, and White goes under and lays it up and in and draws the foul.
Shropshire got over late to try to keep White from making that basket.
Shropshire gets her second personal foul, and White, who has now 5 points, trying to complete a three-point play, missed the shot, rebound. Wow. Grabbing it, putting it back in with a power play is Mariah Knight.
And that's what you say about Mariah Knight. You use that word power. She's done that twice now on an offensive rebound off of a missed free throw. Just powered her way to the rebound.
We've had 6 points scored in a minute. We had 27 scored in 16. I mean,
they finally got over in the left lane on the interstate. They're zipping up and down the road now.
Franklin County has the ball down by three. To the Butler Barretts. Frazee is in the game. Wow, we got a collision inside. Players hit the deck. Frazee steps out, 18-foot jumper, no good. Franklin County had the rebound, lost it, but now the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Butler's ball.
Happened right there in front of Coach Thacker. He wasn't happy about the sloppiness.
No, Franklin's going to get it.
Oh, okay. Because he looked like he was upset about it.
Pass comes into Hogan. She'll circle around, back out front. Frazee at a high post. Turns, faces the basket, goes in challenging. White
traveled.
Puts it up, no good, but traveled.
You can tell they're trying to open up that middle. They try to do it with Shropshire when Frazee was out because they want to pull White away from the basket. It's obvious what they're trying to do.
6:27 to play in the third quarter. Don't go away. This is going to be a fantastic finish, perhaps. Here, dribbling with the ball. Keziah Bradley goes inside, and White tried to fan the pass out, got it knocked away. She gets it back, goes inside Jenkins. Her shot blocked by Kennedy down the left baseline. Out of bounds, back to Butler, and now coming in for the Barretts is going to be Anaiza Russell. Russell is going to come in and replace Bradley.
Yeah, the thing that most impresses me about White more than anything, her emotions never seem to get the better of her. She seems so pleasant all the time.
Pass inside, making a little spin, moving off the glass and knocking it down is Mariah Knight, who now has 2 field goals in the second half.
And if she gets going, watch out if you're Franklin County.
It's 20-15 Butler. Crazy posting up in there against White, but they don't go to her. Over on the left side is Jackson. Gives to Shropshire. Shropshire moves to the right wing. They're defending her with Knight. Jackson, top of the key. Frazee goes through the lane. Not much happening. The little freshman is in for Wheeler. Is in for Franklin County, and she's got the ball right now. Wheeler driving, going to take it to the rim, and then can't. Goes over to Frazee, who lost it down on the floor. They battle. Frazee gets it back, sends it out. Three-point shot is no good by Jackson. Frazee rebounds, puts it up, and White commits the foul, and Frazee hits the deck.
Wow, a lot of stuff was going on there, but give Juliana Frazee credit for keeping it, keeping the ball alive, and then when she got it, just trying to attack.
Frazee's going to put up a couple of shots here, trying to bring her team closer. They're down by five, and the free throw is up and good. And now White's going to come out, being replaced in there by Amari Robinson. Frazee knocks down another free throw. It's 20-17, and we got 5:03 to play here in the third quarter. We got a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Joey Thacker, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
I mean, after what we have seen so far this state tournament, you think coaches will be working on defense during the offseason?
You know, and again, part of this is, you know, yeah, all coaches I know try to, but boy, that when you've got personnel like this, it really helps any kind of defensive scheme you want to come up with, the diversity of your personnel.
Here's Russell driving down the lane, has it taken away. Micaiah Wheeler, the freshman, driving down, doesn't have numbers, goes all the way in and gets her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Franklin County. Flyers could tie it up with a three-point shot right here. Long way to go in this game. Here is the entry pass underneath that goes inside. Jackson puts it up, no good. Rebound, Frazee gets it, and then we get a whistle. And we got a foul on Franklin County. And it's going to be on Frazee. Frazee gets her first foul. Second team foul on Franklin County here in the second half. Only one foul so far against Butler. And we got a player down. We got a Butler player down. And I believe that the injured player down there may be... Mariah Knight. Knight is shaken up, and the trainer is out with her. Looks like it's the right ankle they're working on, I believe. So, see what's going to happen here.
That's that right ankle area looks like they're looking at.
Yep.
That could be a huge effect in this ball game. You know, because like I said, you know, not only is she athletic, she has that big, strong build as well.
Well, and you had the sense that she's about ready to take this game over.
I mean,
she's had a couple of field goals here, and they're going to help her off, and she is very gingerly trying to put a little bit of weight on that right ankle, but not much.
And she was assigned pretty much to Shropshire to kind of minimize her effect on this ball game, and so that will be a huge blow. And much like when Juliana Frazee went out Wednesday for Franklin County, although Frazee couldn't put any weight on it that foot the other day. At least now,
the more she walks,
the more she walks, it seems like the better she's able to walk on it.
So into the game for the Bearettes is Michaela Alexander, a 5'9 junior. And Butler's got a small team in there right now. Here comes Butler down with the ball. Malia Patrick. And now Frazee is biggest player on the floor. Now we get a whistle and a foul. That's there was a turnover and trying to get the ball back. The foul is going to go on Bradley. Keziah Bradley picking up the foul. And that is her second and team foul number two on Franklin County here in the second half. And so the Flyers come down with 4:26 to play, third quarter. Another chance. They could tie this game up with a three. Butler defensively, they're going to stay man-to-man. And Frazee wants that ball inside. Franklin County would love to get it to her. Shropshire looking. Wheeler looking.
Well, you definitely want to try to get it in there to her now without White or Knight on the floor.
There's a three put up that is no good off the left side by Leia Hogan, and then the rebound, though, is knocked out of bounds, and Franklin gets it back.
I'm sure that Coach Thacker's there barking at him like, let's try to get the ball inside right now. We've got an advantage.
Joy Thacker has shed his suit coat, his tie. He's coaching down there, but he might as well be playing. He's working hard. 3:49 to play third quarter. Ball in the hands of Franklin County, and now to be on the top of the key is Madison Jackson. Now, again, thought they were going to go to Frazee there.
They could have thrown it in there to her.
Didn't drop it in. Long skip pass over to Wheeler. Wheeler driving in, goes for the basket, lays it up, and missed the shot. Frazee the rebound, puts it back up, no good. She hits the deck.
I thought she kind of went on that bad ankle again, but wow. She basically said, I'm going to go get this ball if y'all won't get it to me. Which there was a little bit of a seam there for Wheeler to go down through, but man.
The foul is on Alexander, and Frazee is going to get a couple of free throws, can make it a one-point game. And puts a free throw up and in. She's made three in a row.
There's a couple times she had her defender pinned up the lane, and you just got to throw it to where only she can go get it at that point.
Frazee makes another one. She's hit four here. And it is a one-point game. Butler 20, Franklin County 19. Franklin County is going to get back into the game. Alexandria Newton, a 5'8 senior, here driving, penetrating, going up in the lane, and a shot is missed in there by Anaya Haskins, who's in the game right now. Haskins, a little 5'4 senior. And now they're going to get back into the game at the next opportunity. Ramiya White, they go inside to Frazee, who backs in. Offensive foul on Frazee.
Well, and the problem there, Dan, was she didn't recognize. She was further off of that low block. And so she was so determined she was going to get a shot up, she just bowled over the defender there.
We're going to get a timeout. We need one. 2:58 left to play. Third quarter. It's 20-19, Butler leading Franklin County, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
Down at the end of the bench, we see that Mariah Knight is up and trying to move around. So they have taped it, and we'll see if she's able to get back in there. Right now, Butler with the ball. They had the advantage, 20-19, under three to play in the third quarter. Here across the timeline is Russell. Russell looking, sends it down to White, who's a long way from the basket. Frazee out there with her. Give it back to Russell. Russell trying to penetrate. Now White, a three-point line. Open underneath and then missing the shot in there. Close to the basket was Amari Robinson. And then out as trying to come down the floor was Wheeler. And we get a foul.
Well, big miss right there by Russell, because it was a great find by Ramiah White to get her the ball. That was that great passing that Joey Thacker was talking about in the pregame with White.
So Franklin County, another chance to get the lead. Wheeler with it, being guarded out front by Emery Gober. Down inside, shot put up is no good. Frazee the rebound. She's trapped in there.
Timeout.
And a timeout taken by Coach Joey Thacker. Frazee hit the deck again. She's been on down the floor three times now, but she pops up each time. We've got 2:17 left here in the third quarter. The lead continues with Butler, only 20-19. We'll be back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
A lot of work going on in these huddles during these timeouts, I can tell you, because this game, these coaches are looking for any. These two teams scored 109 points between them in their opening wins.
Yeah.
You know, and right now, we got 39 points on the board with 10 minutes to play in this game. I mean, it has been a defensive war out there between Franklin County and Butler, and it continues.
There's going to be a lot of battle scars after this one.
Franklin County inbounds. They get in the left corner. They go and try to go to Shropshire, knocked away and out of bounds by Russell. Franklin will play it again. Down inbound the ball, Logan Kennedy, the sophomore, looking, can't get it in close, so sends it out on the perimeter to Alexandria Newton. Now Kennedy comes to take it. Again, man-to-man defenses. Kennedy, now they set the offense. We're running a little weave around, going for the basket and flipping it up and in.
Oh, got it.
Was Leia Hogan. Her first 2 points of the game, and Franklin County has taken a 21-20 lead. They last led at 15-14. That was a long time ago. Here's Russell driving in. White out on the perimeter, goes down the lane and back into the game and putting it up and in. Coming back in, Mariah Knight.
And she's really struggling to get up the floor on that bad ankle, it appears. But, boy, she was right there.
Shropshire will be a problem. Here's Frazee. Threw it outside, and it was deflected out of bounds by Russell. Minute 21 to go, third quarter.
Well, you see her hobbling like that. You know, coaches will try to make her move. They pull Shropshire out.
They're going to make Knight have to move. I guarantee you she's going to have to go through some screens.
Yeah, she is. Madison Jackson is the player who comes in, and Madison's smaller and quicker. Here's Kennedy. Jackson rolls off a screen, gets away, puts it up. No good, but a foul.
Immediately, the person she's guarding immediately came off of the screen. You're like, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Joey Thacker's been around long enough. He's got over 500 wins. He's figured this thing out, hadn't he, Dan?
Well, Leah Patrick gets the foul call. She was coming over trying to help out because the offensive player had gotten away from the defensive player to get a chance at a three-point play. But free throw is up and good. One more coming. And that one's no good. Rebounded by White. So Jackson makes one of two. And the lead for Franklin County is 20. Well, we're tied, rather, at 22-22 right now. Butler had retaken the lead, so here we go. Butler with the ball behind the screen outside from White. Deep in the right corner. Russell with the ball. Gober.
Well, Knight was calling for it, too, down on the inside.
Top of the key. They go inside. White turns and flips it in off the glass.
High-low Knight to White. They were only like 2 feet apart, it seemed like, but still, very effective.
24-22, the lead. Butler with 33 seconds to go. Possession arrow favors Franklin County. And here's Kennedy driving right. Hands it off, going for the bucket, and putting a shot up. No good. Driving hard was Hogan. A lot of contact. And now an alley pass, and ahead of everybody is White. Goes under and lays it up and in.
Wow.
I don't know what happened there. Wow, White got away.
And now Knight.
Another steal by Knight. Knight has recovered, but she gives it away on her turnover. 4 seconds to go. Long pass down. Hogan fires a three. Good. At the buzzer. How about that? 26-25 with that three-point shot by Hogan at the buzzer. And we'll go to the fourth quarter with Butler leading by one. And it took a snowbird basket by Ramiah White. I don't know why she released early, Ivan. But
she actually had come out. Frazee was out a little bit, and she had come out and was able to get out before everybody else once the ball got into Knight's possession.
Hey, we got one more quarter to go here between these two heavyweights, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Tell you what, these competitors, I'm not sure how they come up with them. Who gets to be in the Clark Pump and Shop contest? But
you're just mad that you ain't got. You're just mad because you ain't got selected yet.
I'd have to ride in the car.
I might put you in charge of the cup stacking. You know, I don't even know if you do that.
Well, I mean, we had 27 points at halftime. We've got 51 right now, so we almost doubled the overall point output for the whole half.
Let's pick up the pace, you know.
In that quarter.
It says not. So how you start, it's how you finish. And boy, this last 8 minutes should be intense and exciting.
And again, in the game right now is Mariah Knight playing on that bad ankle. And Frazee is not in the game right now. Down the baseline, Franklin kind of gives it away. They were trying to get the ball down there to Leah Hogan, and it went off her hand and out of bounds, and Butler gets it. Butler, a 1 point, 26-25 lead. They'll bring it down the floor, and again, White starts this quarter, flashes out high, gives a screen out to Malia Patrick. Now they go down inside, battling to put up the shot and missing it. And there was Knight, but Knight gets it back, and then we get a whistle. And a jump ball is called.
You talk about, you know, just kind of digging deep within. What about what Mariah Knight's done here? You know, knowing that she's hurting, and boy, she has really stepped it up since coming back in after that injury.
Yeah, senior playing hard right now. There's a three.
Boom, oh,
good by Knight out of the deep right corner.
She's trying to say good night to Franklin County here in this last quarter.
29-25. Franklin trying to counter, and we get a foul on Butler. That's going to go against Malia Patrick. That'll be her third, I believe.
And I was saying earlier, you know, we didn't see the best version of Mariah Knight on Wednesday, but boy, she's really come out now. She's really kind of sensed this. She doesn't want this to be her last game in a Butler uniform.
Russell has come back into the game now, and for they go down low and putting it up and in. And there's a player that hadn't been in, Kiana Taylor. Only her second field goal, a big one right there, 29-27. Taylor hadn't played a lot in this game. Here's Russell. Floats a pass over on the right side to Bradley. Bradley gives it up, gets it back. Backs away, and now Russell. Russell driving in right side. Got all the way in the lane. We got a reach-in foul is going to go against. That's going to go against the freshman, Makaya Wheeler.
You heard me say it at the onset of this broadcast, Dan. Who's getting your shots and where are they getting them? And right now it seems like Butler's is going to be looking for Knight and White right now to get their shots.
Shropshire is coming back into the game and comes in replacing Jackson. There's a steal by Franklin County. Here comes Kennedy, runs down, goes all the way, puts up a shot, no good, but got fouled.
Well, a poor entry pass. Try to get it into Knight, and Franklin County took advantage of it as it was Kennedy got her hand in there on it and went off to the races.
Russell gets the foul, and on Russell, that's going to be her second. The free throw is up and good. Logan Kennedy with only her, well, that's her fifth point now. Kennedy, a sophomore, about 5'7". And the free throw is good again, and we are all even, right back where we began at 29. And now the freshman Wheeler comes out of the game, is replaced in there by Alexandria Newton. Here's Russell bringing it down. The defense is a 1-2-2 zone. Ball is tipped by Franklin County. Russell gets it back. Russell dribbles left, trying to dribble away from trouble. They're really putting the pressure on her, and we get a foul. Wow.
Like I'm attached to you.
That's going to be on Alexandria Newton.
Like a barnacle on a ship right there, wasn't it? I'm attached to you. I'm not going to let you get away.
I think we'll have free throws before this game is over. It may... could well be the deciding factor. There's almost a steal.
We may have bloodshed before the game's over.
Leah Hogan, and now coming back in replacing Russell, is going to be Malia Patrick. Patrick will go in backcourt to take the inbounds pass. Patrick dribbles back, sends a high post. They go right side. Gomer trying to throw it into White, and it's intercepted. There's Kennedy picking off the pass, and now Franklin County looks to regain the lead here. Kennedy holds the ball under her arm. Now a little pressure put on her. Now she dribbles away from the defense, but right there waiting on her was White. Now we get a back tap. Now a loose ball picked up by Shropshire. Speeds it out, driving right side, going for the basket. Shot is blocked in there. He's trying to put it up as Hogan, but Franklin gets it back again. 5:45 to go. And now we get a whistle and a foul out there on Patrick. That's her fourth. So now she has to come back out, and in for Butler is Michaela Alexander, who has not played a lot. Franklin County still with the ball. Fouls are three on Butler, two on Franklin here in this last quarter. Shropshire down low, and another great defensive play made by Knight, and she took it away from her, blocking the shot. Gomer down the lane, and we get a whistle, and Gomer gets fouled.
Got reach in by Shropshire there. That was a
so, fouls are flying right now, three each way. Entry pass, deep in the left corner. Michaela Alexander tried to drive toward the lane. I thought she walked and got fouled both. Here driving is Gomer, flips it up and it doesn't go. Kennedy with a rebound. Kennedy looking ahead. Long pass down the right side to Hogan. She fires a three, no good, hot off the glass. Rebound on the floor, picked up by White. Gets it to Knight. Knight hands to Gomer. Butler has it, and Coach Wheeler wants a timeout. Yeah.
Knows these possessions are going to be limited now, Dan. And every opportunity you get a chance with that ball in your hands, you got to make the most of it.
5:10 left to play. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Don't forget, our coverage brought to you by the Family Wealth Group. They're our lead sponsor on our coverage of the Girls Sweet 16. A lot of great people. If you hear a sponsor on our coverage, go take advantage of the products and services they are offering. They're people who care about young people, and they'll do a great job for you. As we get ready to come back to the action here, you know, the Coach Stacker, he's moving further out on the floor with every timeout. He doesn't want to waste any time. He wants to get them meet them out there so he can start the conversation. And they're already out there when he breaks it up. So
I'm afraid he might put on a jersey himself and might try to be a part of this too before it's all said and done.
Tied at 29. The ball belongs to Butler. Russell is back in there. She gets fouled out there.
That wasn't defense. I don't even explain what Taylor did right there.
Taylor gets her second foul. And now we've got four fouls on Franklin County, so every foul against the Flyers from this point on, it's snicker time. We may be here a while. There's a pass down the baseline. Wheeler knocks it away, takes it away. Wheeler racing down the middle of the floor. The Neb numbers gives to Shropshire for a deep three that's no good. Rebounded by White. She and Frazee battle. Taylor hits the deck. Russell down the left side, looking into White. Threw it over the head over in the right corner, trying to get the ball to Bradley.
That's one of the first times I've seen Ramiya White show a lot of emotion. She looked out there and said, "I'm right here. I'm wide open." And Coach Wheeler saw it too. It's like, you've got to be patient and wait. Yeah. Wait on the people we need touching the ball here late.
Franklin County trying to get the lead. We're tied at 29. 4:33 left. Wheeler driving. Hands it off. One in their right side. Shropshire for a three that doesn't go down. And White with a rebound. Got inside position on Frazee. Look at Frazee guarding White all the way down the floor.
She's like, I got to beat her to her spot, because if she gets there, I'm in trouble.
Right side, Alexander goes to White, right side of the lane. Goes under, flips it up and in off the glass.
And that's why she tried to run, tried to beat her down there, because she knew, I'm in trouble if she gets to her spot and they get her the ball.
White with 11, 31-29. Under four to play now. The MO has still got 4 minutes to go, but you can say, you get a score, it's like gold. Down the right side, shot put up, no good. Frazee the rebound.
Ooh.
And we get a foul.
Ooh.
I thought Frazee just stumbled and fell, didn't she?
There was body contact, but it wasn't a foul. You know what I'm saying? It was like White was just walled up on the inside there. I mean, the contact happened, yeah. But, yeah, she was just walled up. There was nothing that Ramiya White did to deserve a foul there.
Coming out of the game for Candace Wheeler's Barrettes is Alexander. She's going to be replaced in there by who we got coming into the game, Amari Robinson. Franklin County underneath its own basket. They're looking, and they send it to Frazee, who's out near the three-point line. Gets right back to Kennedy down the right side. Joy Thacker is right where he can whisper in her ear. Tell her what he wants. Oh, boy, here we go. Now the freshman Wheeler outside. 3:35 left. Shropshire, left side Kennedy. Frazee posting up and White behind her, and now we got player hitting the deck for Franklin County. A missed shot by Kennedy, rebounded by White. Foul on Frazee.
It's a big free throws down, I think, for... Or is that the fourth foul? No, it's the fifth foul there. White's been big here late on the glass, Dan. She's now up to 9 rebounds.
Well, a player got knocked down from Franklin County, but I was blocked out and couldn't see it.
Yeah, Logan went down. I think she just tripped. I don't know if she tripped on her own feet or she tripped on somebody else's feet. But I think they looked at it as incidental contact more than anything.
White trying to add to a 2-point Butler lead. 3:23 on the clock. The free throw is no good. Mariah Knight goes to her and says, "You can make this." White. Pretty good free throw shooter, and she knocks that one down.
She's played a lot of minutes here this afternoon, Dan. Be commended for that.
32-29. 3:17 left. Wheeler drive for the basket, gets a lane, lays it up and in. How about the freshman?
Yeah.
Cuts the lead to one, 32-31. Here, Jenkins, or Bradley, rather, in the game. Bradley, throw it away. Wheeler, the intercept. Wheeler goes, and then the ball is knocked away. Logan Kennedy gets it, and her shot is blocked, but a foul called. And Kennedy can go the line now. The foul is on Keziah Bradley. And to the line goes Logan Kennedy. She made a pair of free throws earlier. 2:53 to go. She won't shoot those, though, until we come back from the timeout. We'll be back here in 90 seconds. Don't go away on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Ivan Howe, games can change. Emery Gober was a difference maker for Butler the other day. She hasn't had any influence on this game. Not in the game right now, going down the stretch.
Yeah, very little. You know, we remember that charge that she took early in this ballgame, but not a whole lot of influence in this particular matchup.
Logan Kennedy knocks down the free throw. She's made 3 in a row, has 5 points, and she tries to put Franklin County into the lead. Ready to come back in is Malia Patrick for Butler. Guard who handles the ball a lot, and the free throw is good, and Franklin County leads it. 33-32. Now, coming out of the game is Bradley.
With the way Franklin County has defended here late in this game, they've tried to take the Knight and White out of the equation.
Oh, down low, they get it into White, who puts it up and in, draws a foul.
Well, quick attack right there. Way to attack that defense. In the center of that defense was Knight. And when she got it, she immediately threw it to her post-player teammate, Ramiah White, All-State player. Wow.
Kazee got the foul, and that's her fourth. 34-33. And now, can White make it a two-point game? She does.
Put a little extra hand English on that at the end.
35-33, 2:40 left. Here's Wheeler. Gives it up at long range, driving for the basket, and we get a little bump, and a foul is going to go against White.
Yeah.
And that will be her fourth, so both of the big girls have four fouls now.
That was excellent, the execution and design on the play to allow Jackson to have that opportunity right at White.
Jackson with two free throws can tie the game, puts it up, no good. Got one more coming. 2:32 left on the clock. And the free throw is good. 1 point lead. Butler, they've got the ball. They come down, long pass down to Alexander, almost walk. Left side, they hold up. Doesn't take the shot. Get the ball to Knight. And now Russell dribbling around. Russell will go inside, and shot blocked. No foul called. She hits the deck. Running down. Stop. And we get a charge. That's going to go against Madison Jackson. As
Patrick did a great job of getting back and setting herself down.
2:08 to go.
Happened right in front of Coach Joey Thacker. You know, he just was like, oh. How tough that was.
Thacker's going to put a couple of players back into the game. Deanna Taylor is going to come back in. And Leah Hogan is also going to be back in. Jackson and Frazee leave the game. So,
yeah, he wants that length of Shropshire out top in his defense. You can tell. And you put Taylor on the back line with her length.
Now you've got White. Let's see if they don't try to get the ball down to her. Cross-court pass. We still got 2 minutes to go. Driving in, ball knocked away. They go inside, turning, spinning, putting it up, no good. White the rebound, puts it back up and in, and she's fouled.
The strength.
Wow.
Matched up with Taylor. Taylor's probably going to, I think that's her fifth foul. And she just strength-wise could not do anything with White. White was, she was just a spectator at that point.
So, Ramiah White is really making a difference here down the stretch, Ivan. She's been huge.
Yeah, she really has been. And go back and give the credit to the toughness that Mariah Knight has shown getting back in this game, because they needed her to be able to free up White.
37-34, 1:48 to go. Free throw miss.
Oh, Knight again.
The rebound. Oh, she reached over and got it. Back outside, we get a timeout with 1:45 to go. So a timeout on the floor, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Got a minute 45 left in this second quarterfinal matchup between Butler Traditional High School out of Louisville and Franklin County Lady Flyers. It's Butler with a 37-34 lead, and with the ball coming out of this timeout, the winner will go on to play McCracken County tomorrow morning here in the semifinal round, the Final Four. What has been just a fabulous game from a defensive standpoint. Now we're going to see what happens here down the stretch. It'll be Mariah Knight with the ball for Butler. Inbounds it to Ramiah White. Post player hands it off to Russell. Anaya Russell out front being guarded by Wheeler from Franklin County. On the left side to Patrick. Now she backs out being guarded by Hogan. Now to the right corner on the drive, but it's blocked by Frazee as the shot went up. And now it's Franklin County on the attack. Wheeler out top with the ball on the UK logo. Minute 16 as Wheeler tried to make a drive to the basket, but she's fouled. And that foul is going to go on Anaya Russell for Butler. And that's going to be Russell's third foul. And that'll be the fifth team foul. So Wheeler will go to the free throw line to shoot two here to try to draw her team closer. First free throw up, no good. Checking into the game. Now for Butler will be Robinson. She replaces Alexander, and now Wheeler for the second free throw opportunity, trying to cut the lead to two here. Wheeler, second shot up, no good. It comes off, battle for the rebound. Comes off to Kennedy. Kennedy gets the shot back up, no good. And now the rebound off to Butler as it's Anaya Russell clearing the rebound. Now, Knight down inside to Ramiah White for a lay. It comes off. Ball's loose. Robinson headed for a moment. She loses it. Now it's in the possession of Franklin County. And now Wheeler. Ball up the right side. Back down inside to Frazee. Frazee attacks. And, wow, didn't know what happened to everybody. Just kind of stopped for a moment. And Frazee lays in the ball, lays in the basket. It's 37-36. Kind of an unusual set of circumstances there. Didn't know if a timeout had been called, but it was just like everybody paused with the exception of Juliana Frazee. But we have 44.6 seconds left here in this fourth quarter, and Franklin County does take a timeout here. It's a one-minute timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout when we return. It's Butler 37, Franklin County 36. 44 seconds left in this quarterfinal matchup. We'll return in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Well, we've got the two big players that are making a difference here down the stretch, and this has been one of the another one of those really strange games. We've got 44 seconds to go. We got a one-point lead for Butler, but who knows, we could have three lead changes here before this one's over.
That last score by Franklin, it was kind of like the, what was that they called, the Phantom Punch with Ali and up here in Lewiston, Maine. It was kind of like, wait a minute, what happened here? And it was like Ramiah White just stopped because, one, she didn't want to get a foul on her because she's got four, but everybody else kind of stopped except for Frazee. She was the only one that continued on and just laid the ball in.
So Butler has to come the length of the floor. Alexander gets it in to Patrick. Down the left side, Russell is in there. They've got ball handlers.
Oh, it's a travel.
There's a traveling backcourt on Alexander, who's not played a lot now.
Yeah.
And she took a step, and now coming back into the game is Amari Robinson. She's going to come in for Alexander, and the coach meets her and gives her a hand slap, but hey.
She feels bad about what just happened to Alexander. You can see it on her face right now.
Franklin County with the ball. Down by one. Side front court. They get it in. Wheeler.
Wheeler's had a lot of success on the drive off of the high pick.
The freshman, Wheeler driving, goes all the way into it as it knocked away.
Off
and
leg.
Off of her knee.
That was a heck of a play,
Russell.
By Russell.
Russell, she actually was beaten a little bit, but she didn't. She stayed with it. She came in and knocked it off the knee with 27 seconds to go and out of bounds. And now Gomer is in, little guard for
another ball handler came in for Robinson.
Looking to get the ball in first. You got to throw it, and they do, and they get it to Russell, who's across the timeline, going to go all the way down. Hook pass around to White. White missed it, got the rebound, puts it back up and in. Wow, White gives him a three-point lead, 14 seconds to go, 39-36.
He needs to get shot up.
Shropshire is a likely player, and we get a timeout taken by Coach Stoy Thacker with 8.8 to go.
And now they've got to get a three now. I mean, they've pretty much put themselves in that situation. Wow.
So Butler, what a phenomenal effort by Ramiah White. I mean, earlier, Mariah Knight just came in and gave them such a lift. And then White here down the stretch. White now in the game with 19 points and 12 rebounds. And Knight has 12 points and 10 rebounds, and that's 31 and 22. And we're talking about a game that's 39-36 in score. So now, Shropshire is a likely three-point. I'd want her to take it if we can get it to her, but they've made only – Franklin County's made one of 12 three-point shots in the game, and Hogan is the only player that's made one.
Yeah, you're probably looking at Shropshire, then Jackson, then Hogan as your three-point shooters in this situation. That you have to think that's probably the pecking order of what you're looking for. So you're going to try to run something, see if you can get a look for Shropshire. If not, probably Jackson, then Hogan.
Franklin County spending every second they can in that huddle. Butler is already out on the floor.
What about that defensive play, though, by Russell? Because Wheeler had been doing that pretty consistently, getting into the paint, getting a little step on whoever was defending her. And they went to where their bread had been buttered most of the day.
Shropshire is down inside right now, close to the basket. Knight guarding her, comes into Kennedy, 8 seconds to go. Kennedy dribbles left, sends it over the left side. Backing up, firing a three that is off the mark. And the game is over. Madison Jackson, or Leah Hogan.
Yeah.
Leah Hogan put it up there. She's a little deep, but Butler has won it in a thriller, 39-36 over Franklin County. Well, games like this,
you feel for both teams in these situations.
Oh, yeah, you just hate for anybody. How about the freshman? I think Micaiah Wheeler had played so well for Franklin County, and then got I'd like to see the replay on that. How Russell was able, kind of trailing her, to get the ball to tip it, but Wheeler's moving forward. She just got a hand on it, knocked it out of her hands, and
I think the presence of White back there. I think Russell read that, hey, here's the only way she's going to get a successful shot off. And I think she anticipated it when she got Byron, just threw that hand in her one last time and knocked it off her leg. It was an amazing defensive play.
Joy Thacker getting his team to take their seats. Boy, what a career he has had, and a guy who he keeps getting here, Ivan. But
yeah. And to get here in the 11th region and to have the success that he's had, not being a Lexington public school or private school for that matter, but not to be a school out of Fayette County in the 11th region and have the success that he's had the last decade and a half is tremendous. There's her dance. She's Ramiah White, boy. She did her dance before the game, and boy, she put on an entertaining performance throughout this game.
We're pausing here because we're going to have awards real quick given to Franklin County, and they'll announce the all-tournament team. And
well, they
just one member.
These two teams play championship defense today.
At this time, please direct your attention to the team bench area as we present Franklin County with its state tournament quarterfinalist plaque and recognize a member of the Morgan and Morgan all-tournament team for the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Making the presentation are members of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association's Board of Control. Named to the 2024 Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 All-Tournament Team is number 12, Rachel Shropshire.
Rachel Shropshire, who had 8 points today.
And now the Franklin County Lady Flyers will receive its quarterfinalist plaque for the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16.
She had 14 points.
Please come forward.
On Wednesday, so 22 points in two games for Shropshire.
And now the team coming out to get their award, and we'll be back. We'll wrap this one up and kind of set the stage for tonight's action for you. We'll return to Rupp Arena. And Butler ended up with a lot more fans here than I thought they... Where do these people come from, Ivan? It's like they... I've seen these people here before.
They hand out free T-shirts outside. They just come in and...
We'll be back. We'll recap the first session for you today, the quarterfinal round. But the Butler Bearettes moving on to take on McCracken County's Mustangs in semifinal round play tomorrow morning. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
With Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley at Rupp Arena, and Butler moving on to the state semifinals, 39-36 over Franklin County. Ivan, if I gave you these numbers, to tell you that Ramiah White had 19 points, Mariah Knight had a dozen to lead Butler, nobody for Franklin County had over 8 points in the game, the Lady Flyers shot under 21% from the field, made only one of 13 threes. What do you think the score is going to be with those numbers?
It's going to be interesting.
Three-point game. I mean,
because you knew both of these teams could play D. Obviously, you told me there was nobody in double digits for Franklin County. I would have thought they would have lost, obviously. But for it to be a three-point game, yeah, you probably would have thought Butler would have won by double digits. Just hearing that, if you look at that statistic. But, boy, these were two well-coached championship defensive teams. And these two teams, the way they played defense, And as much as the talk has been about the other side of the bracket and the powerhouses that were on the other side, these two teams can play with anybody on the other side and can beat anybody that comes out of the other bracket. Unfortunately for Franklin County, they don't get that opportunity. Butler still has that opportunity. McCracken County, they played good defense today. But this is going to be interesting tomorrow for them because they have nobody that can match up with Ramiah White. And so that's going to be an additional thing. But Butler has players that can throw it at Johnson and can throw at Buchanan and can be a little bit more physical with them than what we saw earlier in the matchup earlier today. So with Bowling Green even, this is something. And Bowling Green had a good defense. Don't get me wrong. Bowling Green had a good defense. Bowling Green just couldn't score. Butler can score. When presented, they just couldn't do it against this Franklin County defense. And I don't think that Franklin County or the McCracken County defense is anywhere near what this Franklin County defense is.
It was a low-scoring game, but Franklin County never led by more than 2 points.
Yeah.
Butler never led by more than 5 points. I mean, this was, it was a bar fight from the get-go. These teams just really went after each other. We had more players hitting the deck in this game. Yeah. And now, one of the things you have to wonder about for Butler, she came back in and played well in this game.
Yeah.
But can their talented Mariah Knight come back? She ended up playing 20. How did she play 28 minutes? I mean, was she out longer than 4 minutes to get a?
It seemed like it. She ended up playing more minutes than Ramiah White, who played a lot tonight, and we didn't know how much she would be able to go from condition, but she held up. But you mentioned Mariah Knight is to be commended for what she was able to do. When she came off the floor, she could barely put weight on it. When she got back out, she was struggling to run up and down the floor those first few possessions, even when she was having effect. And it is almost like a miracle happened at some point in time where she started moving a little bit more fluidly up and down the floor. But, once she takes that shoe off, let's see what happens. Does it swell up on her? And if it does, what is that recovery going to look like between now and 11 a.m. in the morning?
Franklin County had nobody in double figures in this game. Shropshire had 6 points for Frazee. And, again, she's playing on a bad ankle. She had 6 points and 9 rebounds. And hats off to her.
Yeah.
Frazee in this game, too, she played 19 minutes. Didn't think that could probably happen after the injury. So she has 6. Logan Kennedy had 6 points and 6 rebounds. 5 apiece for Jackson and Hogan, and 4 for Taylor and 2 for Wheeler. And also playing were Kennedy and Newton. They did not, neither one of those players put up a shot. For Butler, 19 for White. 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 7 from the line, 12 rebounds, 1 assist. Knight had 12 points, 5 of 10 from the field, made her only 3. I thought that was the biggest shot of the game, maybe Knight's 3 out of the right corner at the time it came. 10 rebounds, 3 assists for Knight. And beyond that, hey, they only had 8 more. Patrick got 6 points, 2 of 3 from the field, 2 of 2 from the 3-point line. And 2 points for Bradley on a field goal and 3 tries. So they only had 4 players that scored for their total of 39 points. As a team, Butler, 16 of 37, 43.2%. Franklin County, 9 of 43, 20.9%. Franklin County only made 1 of 13 3-point shots, 7.7%. Butler, 3 of 5, 60% from the 3-point line. Free throws, 17 of 23 for Franklin County. They made 74% of their charity tosses and got plenty of them. Butler, 4 of 15 from the free throw line, 26.7%. Rebounds, 31 to 30. Franklin County wins that battle. Assist, 11 for Butler, 6 for Franklin County. And credit the Butler defense with that. They don't allow you to make good passes to teammates. If you're able to get free enough, then probably the players you'd like to go to, they're well covered. Who are you going to get the ball to? So just that kind of a the turnovers in the game, 19 on Butler, 15
on Franklin County. Points off turnovers, Franklin County only a 2-point advantage at 16-14. Butler wins points in the paint 26-16, and so that's a big category. Great game to watch. It was, you kind of had to be here. Yeah. I mean, it was ugly, but but it was a great game to watch too.
Good pitcher's duel. Yeah, a lot of people say, it was a 1-0 baseball game, but when you have two pitchers out there throwing their best and just making other very talented athletes look or humble them, I guess, in the batter's box. That's what that was like today. These two were going back and forth at it, taking away a lot of times the first option or the best option. And the resiliency you showed, there was a couple of times where you thought Butler hit a cover. You talked about that three-point shot that Knight hit to go up four at that point in time, and you thought, oh, they're getting ready to pull away. And all of a sudden, here comes Franklin County back, make a couple of plays. And that's fun. That's fun. And I guarantee you talk to these two coaches later on, they'll talk about how exciting it was. Right now, Coach Thacker's just in the moment a little disappointed that they can't go on. But I guarantee you talking to him later, he's like, that was you get that thrill when you're on the bench and you're trying to figure out how to help your team get through it. And good win again for Coach Wheeler, where taking over this program first year and having this type of success early on and having been here as a player and now experiencing as a coach and helping other young ladies have this experience. That's got to be just absolutely one of the most rewarding and satisfying feelings.
And a big play again, Nigel Russell. She played 21 minutes. She was 0-for-3 from the field. She didn't score. She had 5 rebounds. She had a couple of assists. She turned the ball over 4 times. She blocked a shot. She had 2 steals. And she reached in and knocked the ball away and off of Wheeler, who was driving for the basket, which looked like would be a huge layup at the time, and gave the ball back to her team. And, that's one that... you look at the stat lines, and sometimes it doesn't always tell the story. And that young lady played, she made a play that was so huge in this game. But we're about ready to move on now. We got two of the semifinalists in. And coming up tonight, Sacred Heart and Bethlehem will battle at 6 o'clock. Cooper and Henderson County at 8:30. I want to think, Ivan, that we have two decisive favorites in the games tonight in Sacred Heart and Cooper. And are you ready to count Bethlehem and Henderson County out? I don't think so.
No, you don't want to count anybody out at this point in time. These teams have proven they can win. But, boy, I am looking forward to seeing two of the best players in the nation right here in front of us. And that's going to be Leah Macy and Zakiya Johnson in that first game, Sacred Heart versus Bethlehem. Both of them put on sensational performances last night. We wanted to see GRC versus Sacred Heart. We got that last night. Now you get to see these two titans in girls basketball in the Bluegrass go against each other. In some national polls, you got the number 3 and number 5 player in the nation, folks. We've never seen that here in the time I've been covering this, and maybe in my lifetime, right here, two of the top 5 players in the nation right here, and when it's winner take all, and that's going to be fun.
Well, Zakiya Johnson has already, she's listed her schools where she might consider going, and they're like 12.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a junior.
Yeah, so they're getting them NIL deals all lined up.
Leah Macy is also a junior, and so...
Getting those NIL deals lined up.
she is, I know, interested in Kentucky.
Yeah.
But, boy, the new coach at UK is going to be a key deal. Both those girls, by the way, I know, are interested in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
What if they both went to Notre Dame?
That's great. That'd be great for them, the new coach up there. And, that program is rich in tradition in women's basketball, but it's a great university to go to. You talk about the network you'll have beyond your playing career by being a Golden Domer, if you will. And wow.
Well, that's going to do it. Again, thanks for joining us. The finals today, McCracken County 47, Bowling Green 41, and then the Second game, Butler 39, Franklin County 36. We've had 6 of 10 games so far I've been decided by 9 points or less. And that's, boy, in a tournament like this, you get that, you got excitement.
We said coming in, what did we say? Yeah. The one game we thought was going to be bad in the first round turned out being a sensational game. And so we expected this, I think, kind of the rest of the way.
We'll rejoin you a little bit after 5:30 tonight for Sacred Heart in Bethlehem here at Rupp Arena. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, who's ready for a break, I know. And Ivan Rawls, to Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, to all of our sponsors, including the Family Wealth Group, who is our lead sponsor on our coverage. But a lot of great people we've been telling you about throughout the week and we'll continue to tell you about to offer goods and services in the Gateway area that you need to take advantage of. Hope you will. Until we join you tonight from Rupp Arena, again, where Butler has beaten Franklin County 39-36, I'm Dan Manley saying so long, everyone.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.